advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Yeah, we're just gonna get our mics adjusted, and
it's not in the middle of the
thing. We don't do it in the middle of a video.
That's fine.
Don't block anybody's views or beautiful faces.
Testing one two.
Can you guys hear me?
Testies.
I can't
one,
hear you.
Two,
I can't
three.
Hear you. You can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I
now?
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can't
now?
Hear you.
Here, let me adjust.
Are you talking?
Hold on.
What are you laughing at?
I'm just giddy.
You can hear me?
It's the whiskey.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
I made some adjustments.
Can you hear me now? I can't hear you.
Here, let me make an adjustment. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
I'm glad we're doing this rehearsal and we're not live.
Yeah. What? I can't hear you.
You're so loud. You're loud.
All right. If you try to make me uncomfortable, you have succeeded.
That's not what we were trying to do. No. I can't hear you, Dave.
I think we need more light.
I think we're fine.
I can get him to turn on lights while we're not live, since it's just a rehearsal anyway.
No.
Oh, it's probably the lights.
You hear it now?
Hello?
I can't hear you, Brent.
I can't hear you either, Brent. I can hear me now.
This mic's... I think this mic's broken. It's too loud for my ears.
Oh.
You guys hear now? Wow. It's really bright.
I can hear everybody but Brent.
Brad's really bright.
I can't hear you, Brent.
I've always been bright. I've been bright since I was young.
Okay, now I can hear you.
I'm glad this is a
I can't hear you.
A test.
I can't hear you, Dave.
This is a bonus.
I can't hear you.
Danger.
There you go. I can hear you now.
Okay.
That's fixed. This must have been a wire.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was a loose wire.
Mm-hmm.
The mouse.
I don't know what's happening.
It's a bonus episode.
What's the instructions for the debate thing?
So
they say numbers.
They will, were someone, if this were live, this is just a rehearsal, so no one will hear this. If this were live, then what we would do is what we're going to practice tonight is if we were live, someone would give us a number between 1 and 100 and we'll look at the list of great student debates. And if it's one we haven't said already, we would then have a debate about that topic between the three of us.
Okay.
But this is just a rehearsal.
That's what we'll do then. That sounds good.
So let's look at the tablet and pretend that someone is live and giving us a number between 1 and 100. Because if they were, then
I just want to see if I show them the new shirt that no one's seen yet. Like mm-hmm. if I put it on there.
Nice.
If they'll be able to see it on the camera.
I can't see it on my camera though. No,
let's see.
No, it's not on my camera. Only
I can't
I am.
See it.
A girl's shirt too. Actually, this is a.
Is that a girl's shirt?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try it on.
So they'll see it.
Should I try it on?
Here, let me see.
You fucking try that on. And see it in your camera?
I can't.
Oh, I'm actually wearing it in my camera.
Yeah, they'll be able to see it too because I'm wearing it.
I can see it in my camera now.
Yeah.
I have a special one we're not offering.
Yeah.
Brad Todd Sullivan said he couldn't quite hear us. Could we repeat anything we said?
Hello. Can you hear us, Brad?
Get everybody to give us a number.
Why is Brad watching? I thought this was a rehearsal.
You ready for numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm being fair, if we're being electricians, those numbers started quick. People are on it. They're ignoring our fucking nonsense. 84 by Robert Bevan.
84.
Oh, Mr. Bevan.
Bevan. 84. Is it okay for men and boys to comment on women and girls on the street?
I mean,
I'm guessing they mean catcalls like...
Like, hey, that looks like a nice lady.
You're talking about now or like a couple years ago?
Like right now. Like right now.
Like comment on
like from
women
across
on the street.
Publicly, like woo woo. No, probably not.
Not even that. Like comment on them, like to your buddy. Like saying,
no, I think
like,
he
oh,
means like,
her.
Like fucking.
Yeah, I'm guessing
hey,
they mean cat calls,
like that kind of thing.
I don't know. Because to just comment on it, it's like, then like you would
the,
have to,
you know, like walking like by everything. The construction workers and all the whistles happen and whatnot.
The cat calls.
That's not okay.
No.
Why not?
3 years ago, it was okay. It's not okay anymore.
3 years ago, it's okay. I don't understand what changed.
Yeah, I don't either.
Hadron Collider.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's okay.
But there's a weird fine line of where like a guy can't pick up on a girl anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think, I think if it's decent, like if it's not indecent, like you're just like, not something rude. You know what I mean? Right. Like, not like, wow, show me your titties, bitch.
Right.
Like, you know,
that would be borderline.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I mean, if it was like, hey, you want to go make me a sandwich? Like something like that. I think that's fine.
It's not sexual in nature.
Yeah.
I think, but then again, I don't know. I mean, I think it has.
I like egg salad.
I think it's cultural, because if you were in, I don't know, if I was in a black neighborhood, there would be black guys that would just be throwing game at every woman that walked by.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't think that was weird or offensive.
Sorry, I had to adjust my mic. Oh, it sounds good.
But that's just me. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a cultural difference for sure.
If you're gay, you can get away with it.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Worse. If you were like full on like flaming homosexual, and a woman walked by and you commented. Like,
oh, if you're a gay guy.
If you're a gay guy.
And so I mean, then if you're a guy, you can get away with it then too. Well,
if you're a gay guy, you could, say like, you know, oh, your legs look great today. And like, there's no, like, that's cool. Thank you, gay guy. But if you're like a regular coworker and you said that, then you're a perv.
Coworker, that's weird.
Well, even if it was a gay coworker.
I don't know.
I'm not saying you should do those things, but I think you get a pass under certain
circumstances. Those of you out there can try cultures. It. Get back to us.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know how that goes. Yeah.
Okay. Another number. If this were a real episode, if this were a live episode.
Yeah.
It's going good so far.
Let's pretend that we would pick Axel and Naya.
Is it going good so far?
I think so. Okay, well, we're working out the quirks, right? You got to get the quirks out.
That's true. For a rehearsal, this is fine.
It'd be a train wreck if we were live.
Yeah, if we were live, this would be horrible. Another number?
What are you looking at?
I said the number when you guys were fucking each other over there with your mouths. I said Axel and Naya 10.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Then what were you doing?
When?
Did you see him?
No.
Dave?
Yeah, he was doing a weird thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Number 10. If
he's
football,
not admitting it.
He's not. If football is so dangerous, should we be watching it?
What? Fucking cares. Those getting
what is wrong with these
dollars?
See, that's why these students get fucking minimum wage jobs when they get out of college.
Yeah, just gonna watch it. It's like bullshit. Gladiators with helmets and fucking protective gear.
Right.
I know that it's not good long term. They're
be
gonna
UFC?
Have like neurological disorders. Like, yeah, UFC would
UFC
be a questionable
be
one.
More,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
But
boxing.
Yeah.
But you're not.
What about death matches? I think there should be death matches.
The thing is,
prison inmates.
All the way to the top of crazy, people would watch it. Right?
Yeah.
There would be public outcry, but if you privatized it and you only got to see it when you paid for it, then it's whatever. It's fucking wrenches in your pussy porn.
I think we do what
Caligula
did.
Can we pause on the wrenches in your pussy porn?
We've talked about this before. It's a genre. My buddy told me about it.
Okay.
It's like mechanic porn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
the mechanic.
NFL
has a
porn
version of the mechanic.
There's a game going on, right?
Really
two teams.
Game.
And then fucking a portion of the stadium gets picked and gets thrown in the game with no gear.
I'm fucking
watching that shit.
I like that.
I'm saying there's going to be there's a market for it always. There's money in it. It's going to happen. It's up to the players. Like, what are you going to do? I'm not supporting that because it's too violent. Have fucking fun
money.
Not supporting it while a million people still watch it and football players still risk their life and
they're not risking their life. Stop it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Stop.
Risk their quality of life.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to go do something stupid anyway.
Maybe.
If they weren't playing football, they'd be on drugs or in prison.
That's true.
I mean, let's just be honest here.
Well, you're kind of pigeonholing them because you didn't include track and field, basketball, or a rap career.
True.
So,
but those are very small percentage.
That's true.
Still,
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying
that was a little bit racist because you didn't.
I think on the real show, like when we go live, don't do stereotypes and racism. People get mad.
Even though you're
like a token black guy and shit, you're only half black. You can only get away with so much.
That's true.
When we go live, don't do it.
Yeah,
like
when we
this.
Go live, we'll
clean it up.
Stuff.
Okay. I agree.
No, I think that's a stupid fucking question. If football's so dangerous, should It's the watch it part is the stupid thing. Like, you asked NASCAR, if the question was, if football is so dangerous, should it still be played?
I think there's,
that seems like a better question, but yeah. Should we watch it? That implies what? There's secret underground football games that no one's watching
that are more dangerous. I think there are other dangerous sports. I mean, racing, motocross,
shark,
you know,
fucking,
what I mean? Shark fucking.
Very dangerous.
That is one of the most dangerous things I've ever done.
At least dolphins keep still. They just have to hold their breath.
That's right. That's
loose ass poor
dolphins
hole.
Won't eat you.
So, stupid question. So, good job, whoever the fuck picked that question.
So,
Axel, you piece of shit. Yeah. If it was you.
If you were really live and this were a real episode, but I mean,
really,
no one's
a piece of shit.
Yeah, you can say that about him because no one's ever going to hear this.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fucking piece of shit. Like, I mean, I'm glad, you know, that he's on board, blah, blah, blah. But come on. Nobody fucking likes him.
Yeah. And let's just pretend
this is
like,
never going to air. So it doesn't. We can say whatever we want to.
And a $1 patron.
Come on.
Come on, you piece.
Let's pretend that Jenna Corbett asked the number. She would say 69 probably for fucking sure. Because that's her. And I think she would do that last time. We probably already did that question.
What number is butt
sex? I think she would have done that last time. And we did.
On the phone?
It was about body cameras and police officers.
Oh, yeah. We were all okay with it.
Yeah. But this is a rehearsal.
Are we all okay? Oh, no. We were all against the body cameras.
That's not true.
I don't remember.
That's right. No.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was.
But John Stanton, I would think he'd pick 6.
It's a stupid number.
I hope it's not a stupid question.
That's his IQ, isn't it?
Okay. Number 6. Do violent video games make people more violent in real life?
I'm having a little bit of trouble. My son was like, hey, I got Mortal Kombat on my phone. I was like, man, those fatalities are fucking like crazy.
Yeah, but he's not running around doing fatalities at school.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm totally
I think
cool
they desensitize you a
little
bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Like if you just looked up dead bodies,
I mean, he's not
going to
rip a kid's spine out, but yeah.
I would if I could.
He plays Fortnite, which
is like bad like, graphics.
I just shot someone in the head, but they're wearing a bunny suit and
it was worse, like a flamingo axe
or something, you know, like, but I'm still like, eh. But the Mortal Kombat thing, I'm a little bit like, damn, I shouldn't let him do that. Definitely not Grand Theft Auto or something. That shit's fucking
Mortal Kombat's more realistic than Mortal Kombat or Fortnite's more realistic than Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but Mortal Kombat
like,
is like
running around
pulled
as a
out
human.
Their fucking spine
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, but
like,
you're kind of, that's kind of just
there's a bunch of blood
game.
Flying out of their face when you're hitting them and stuff.
Here's the thing. I think with the nature of movies and of television shows right now, I don't see that video games, for the most part, I don't think 99% of video games out there are going to have a more violent impact on a kid than just what they fucking watch on cable. I mean, I just watched the first season of The Punisher on Netflix, and a kid with Netflix could watch The Punisher on,
right.
You know, it's based on a comic book, like whatever. It's violent as fuck. People getting capped in the head, getting punched to death.
Just because he could doesn't mean he should though.
But
and it was rated not for him to watch.
No, it was rated for, and video games have ratings as well. And it's like, I don't know.
It's like, oh, a kid has access to the internet. They could watch whatever porn they want.
They can.
Yeah. So I don't know about that. Like, it doesn't make it like, well, they could just watch porn. So the rest of the lower stuff.
I don't know. I think to me it seems like a film would have a bigger impact on a kid than a video game.
They just did
it because it's more, as of now, what Brad said about
being desensitized, like for your to step up your example to, well, a kid has access to porn, that like high school kids are having a problem with erectile dysfunction because they have this expectation of this insane fucking crazy porn sex. And then when it gets down to it, it's like Susie Sue and it's their first time and it's not like that. You
honestly,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
somebody has to tell them it's too much work.
Yeah.
All the shit that goes into those. Yeah. Nobody's really doing that.
It definitely affects you at some level.
I don't know.
It's a developmental stage. Testosterone's kicking in for boys. I don't know. I don't know. I think that probably there's a line there, but
I think
each line's different.
I think it's going to make a kid more violent if they're parented in a way that's going to make them more violent anyway. I think the problem I have is that it is people.
So you're saying they're like dogs.
People isolate video games as the culprit when if you're worried about it, then all of violent media, music, television, film, video games, like all of it collectively, choosing video games
because you're playing the avatar, like you're portraying the character.
I think video games less than music because kids trying to kill themselves and all this shit. The 12-year-old,
right.
You know, trying to kill
right.
themselves because they're listening to some emo music.
I agree.
It's fucking sad all the time, and it's nobody likes me, but I'm in this band to make a bunch of money.
But that said,
music's worse.
I'm saying music's worse.
But that
I
said,
I think half the time they don't know the words
because that's not necessarily true. Yeah. Because I think it's more emotional, like music hits you emotionally,
right?
Like as far as feeling and what you feel like, it can make you feel a certain way. It can get you pumped up. It can put
you
down.
When I beat my brother,
it can make you cry.
At Street Fighter 2, you know, with Blanka 37 times by biting his head and shocking him, he sure as fuck wanted to kill somebody.
Right. Yeah.
So it's still,
well, that would have happened if you were fucking playing tag or if you were fucking giving him wedgies or, right. I mean,
yeah, 37 wedgies is fucking make you want to kill somebody.
But at the end of the day, I mean, obviously Vaughn is 10 months old and he's not playing any video games. And at some point fairly soon, I would answer at some point fairly soon, I'm assuming he probably will be. And I will want to limit the types of games he plays, the frequency of games that he plays. I think it's all about parenting and about knowing what your kid is capable of to handle. But at the same time, it is about the video game. Like I played GTA 5.
I mean, does Mario Kart make you a bad driver?
Right, exactly.
You know what
but
I mean?
Like GTA 5, like mid-game when I was playing it, A, one of the best games I've ever played in my entire life. Unfucking believable game. B, no children should play this game.
Yeah.
All the other GTAs are like, oh, it's kind of funny and cheesy. And it's like, they're getting so realistic that you just do shit. And you're just like, I don't want to complete this mission because I don't want to do that.
Because I have to rape somebody.
Yeah, it's like, fuck.
And then kill her.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I think if you look at the percentages though, wise percentage, how many kids play games and then how many actually turn out violent?
Right.
I mean,
I think a lot of it is just whatever your nature is. Like you're going to have the worst parents and the best kids.
You're going to be attracted to
the best parents.
If you're a violent person, you're going to be attracted to violent things. Not saying that you cannot be violent and still like violent things like horror movies. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of people who watch horror movies, who love true crime podcasts, who love, you know,
those
hearing
people
about
freaks.
People who kill people. Yeah. And that's all they listen to all day long. But they're normal people who go to work at Starbucks or go to work at an office or fucking whatever. And they're not going out and killing anybody, you know? So I think it's already predetermined.
Yeah,
in your own brain, what you're going to
me, I think it's the same. It's like, to me, I don't like to single out video games. Cause I feel that if you're a child that's prone to grow up and be more violent, then it's because you're impressionable from all media, not
exactly.
just video games.
I think that's true.
That would be,
I'm on board with
my
that.
Take on that.
Poison donuts.
I like that one. Yeah.
So if we were live, what would our next?
That went well. That one went well.
That one was all right.
Daniel
Pick
Burgos, number nine.
Is that another fake name? Number
Daniel
nine.
Who?
Daniel Burgos.
Another fake name.
Number nine. I made that name up. That sounds real.
We already did number nine.
Well,
that guy would suck if you picked that. John F. Kilmec, number 13.
We already did that.
We're going to have to be picking number between 54, 64, 62.
Well, we only did a handful of them. Everybody picked 69, 9, and 13.
In the show notes, Brent, all the numbers were in there that we picked. I don't know why we're...
PJ taking. Cole, 54.
54. Are some youth sports too intense?
I think the parents are too intense. This is a Brad question for sure, though. Yeah,
I almost got
killed by a fucking bunch of Mexican parents, though, because my wife went crazy. I told that story.
Yeah.
You know? She was too much. I was like, you got to go sit at the fucking car, and I don't think you're coming to soccer games anymore. Like, it was okay for the kids. They were having fun, but the parents, I think, are the fucking issue.
Yeah, I agree.
Kids don't take it so serious. The parents put the pressure
on.
I said a whole softball season on the other... Oh, shit.
It's a rehearsal. Don't worry about it.
On the other side with the other team... Because fucking, I didn't want to listen to the bullshit that the parents were fucking saying and the coaches.
Something about your kid or some shit?
No, just in general. They're just fucking shit talkers and they're living vicariously through their kids.
Yeah.
And if they got out there, they'd fucking fumble over their own feet. You know, like I can't stand
it. I think it's the nature of the team you're on. Like if the kids, if you end up in a team where the coach is a fucking hyper aggressive douchebag and that sort of behavior is fostered more by the parents, or if the parents all are and the coach is kind of, but I mean, it can set tones. Like
there's different ways to look at it. Like I don't mind if a coach yells, like they can yell at the kids because that's what they're doing. They're yelling at the kids. They're involved in the game. But if the coach is yelling and being an asshole and arguing with the kids, like, and the kids are arguing back and now you have a problem between the coach and the kids. Like that's not coaching. Or you have parents who are fucking yelling and the coaches are yelling at the parents and they're fighting. Well, the kids aren't having a good time because the adults are acting like assholes and they're not showing sportsmanlike conduct. They're not teaching the kids anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you do have competitive stuff where they are going to push the kids. They're going to yell at the kids. Your kid's going to cry. You know what I mean? Because they're pushing them so hard to their limits.
Right.
But if your kid is at that level, they're probably going to be okay. You know what I mean? Like everybody has a breakdown moment. You know what I mean? Everybody has some sort of issue or something, a problem they can't get past. Right. But
so I don't know. I mean, I'm talking out my ass because I never did sports as a kid. And
I had a couple teams that was like chill. You know, I did some little league where I'm just like, whatever, the coach is cool. The parents are cool.
Recreation.
Cool. Yeah. I had like some fucking football shit where like when I was really little, where like the coach was super fucking intense and I hated it. You know, my parents were never overbearing about sports. It was whatever.
I have gone to some dojos of like other styles and other senseis to like help them do a belt promotion.
Yeah.
And I've gone to some schools and, you know, with a lot of kids in the school, and I've been like, this is a bad tone, like for these kids.
Yeah,
like, this is, but again,
Cobra Kai, like,
basically, but there's but at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with that martial art. There's nothing wrong with getting a kid in
it's
martial
just
arts.
The,
it's
the
just
specific
the,
thing.
The atmosphere of this dojo was one that I wouldn't have wanted a kid
and
in.
I've been to jiu-jitsu tournaments, and I've been to judo, a lot of judo tournaments, and some are rough, man. Yeah. I mean, and you're talking about little kids, you know, I guess under 18 or just juvenile, whatever. But, I mean,
I think when you're really young, it's not a big deal, but I think once you get to high school level, sometimes in some specific scenarios, like
wrestling
college
can
is
be
online,
bad.
Wrestling's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know, there's scouts out there watching some football players. So,
by that point, fuck off. Yeah. If you're in high school, if you really want to do the sport, you do the fucking sport. Yeah. I'm talking like maybe even
talking junior high,
but when you're in like elementary school, junior high, that's like once you're in high school,
very impressionable.
Like you should have a coach riding your ass because if you want to do this legit,
I'd say my personal parent amount of pressure would be like, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. So once you say you're going to do it, you're not quitting.
Yeah.
And you will go to practice and you will go to every game and you're not fucking to say you don't feel good today or whatever. You're going to see this through. And if you decide you don't want to do it next time, then don't turn the key.
Right.
Like don't pull the trigger. Like don't commit if you're not going to finish. That's important to me.
Well, and that's
I
different.
That's a value
and
to
that's,
get.
Yeah. And that's valuable. And that's different than, kind of what the question's asking where,
honestly don't remember
there the are well let's look at Olympic gymnastics for instance. How hard do you think Russian children are pushed? You know what I mean? Like Chinese, you know what I mean? And even American, you know, I think that's overboard. I think that kind of can hurt, hurt you as a child, and give you issues. But as far as recreational sports or even competitive, you know, as you're young, I don't know. I think there's a line, but that would just be when somebody's being mean.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like as far as you're not coaching anymore, you're just being a fucking asshole.
Right.
You know what I mean? The line is fucking very clear and cut, you know?
Right.
So.
All right. You want another one?
Yeah. One more real quick. And then I have to vamoose.
All right. Then this hand or this hand? This one?
Mm-hmm.
Patty Larson, 37.
What'd you have in your hand?
Nothing. I picked for two people because I was like, I hope we get through the next two people. Pick one or the other. Jason Muniak got fucked in the ass. He didn't get to go.
Yeah,
but he did get a shout out.
37. Is it unethical for zoos to kill healthy animals under their care?
How appropriate.
I don't think, did Zeus kill animals?
Yeah, Zeus is like a god of lightning. He
Zeus didn't kill animals.
Yeah, I don't think they sacrificed animals.
And I mean, at the end of the day, if Zeus killed an animal, it's fucking Zeus.
He's a god.
Like, he's a god. He killed people. He killed animals. I think that's a flawed question because I think trying to apply human ethics to Zeus is problematic in the first place.
The laws for a god
are completely different. Like the ethics of a god. I mean, think about what Zeus, I mean, he has to control the skies. He has to control those seas. I mean, he's delegated it to other gods, but I mean, he's the father of gods. Like he has to do everything. So his ethics are going to be different.
Do you think that he was the people's god?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. I think he was, above that. Like he had too much on his shoulders.
So Zeus versus the Rock in his prime.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, the Rock's got the Rock in his prime. All fucking day.
Can I think for a second?
Oh, is that what we're going to, okay, let's do that. And then I gotta go.
So
the Rock,
has,
we're doing a super fight. The Rock has laser nipples.
And Zeus.
Zeus is a high on bath salts. Fuck.
Aren't there extra? I thought there was something else. Oh, and then we pick the characters.
Here's my question. Do bath salts in any way affect your sense of smell?
I would probably.
Depends on how they're ingested. I think you're out of your mind. You smoke bath salts.
Like,
right?
Do you think that bath salts make you smell things more or smell things less?
I wish I knew more.
You
want to
see if he can smell what the Rock's cooking?
That's exactly the question on my mind.
I don't fucking think it matters. I think what the Rock is cooking. Dwayne Johnson is an idol and a fucking hero. But if Zeus is on bath salts, the oceans are boiling over.
What's
and
the
shit
range?
Is fucking
what's
raining
the range
down
on the laser nipples though? Like, that's a good if question. He's got long range.
Because if he, here's the thing. If Zeus can smell what the Rock is cooking, he's lost.
I mean,
the fucking debate is over.
San Andreas earthquake didn't get the Rock.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So
flying around in a helicopter.
Giant white gorilla.
Here's my call. If
he survived everything.
If Zeus sniffed.
And he's the tooth fairy.
Right. If Zeus sniffed the bath salts and it hindered his sense of divine smell,
I don't think he would win. I don't think it messes up your smell. I think you're just out of your mind. But you could still smell. He would still be able to smell with the then rocks.
I feel like Patty said zoo. Do you guys think Patty said zoo?
No.
Like animals at the zoo? She's a vegan. Like,
that's no, she question. Patty picked a number.
She picked a number.
Though. Oh, that's unrelated.
You're getting confused now. Yeah, are you on
probably,
bath salts?
No, it's probably Zeus. You guys are right. That makes sense.
Total sense. Yeah. I'm giving it to the Rock.
All right.
I am too.
Yep. All right. I got to get home. It's a good thing this is a rehearsal.
All right.
Did you guys want to
maybe next week. You want to try next week?
Shout out to El Yucateco Mariah. There's a new El Yucateco person.
Oh, cool.
And that's their shout out because they haven't listened
somebody
to the show
fired?
Yet. But
all right.
Right away. Boom. Shout nice. Out.
All right.
Somebody no one got fired. They sold such a crazy amount that they have a new office and a new employee because of us. Hmm. We made them sell so much hot sauce. They're like, fuck that. Let's get help.
Nice.
Fuck this doing this by ourselves shit.
Nice.
So they hired Mariah.
All right.
Carrie. Actually, it's crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
She's having tough times. Yeah. That's where she's at now.
Yeah.
Drew Carey.
Nick Cannon left her, and she has to work at El Yucateco. Yeah,
it happens.
Mm-hmm. Drew Carey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Dave's got to go.
Got to go.
Is that it?
That's it.
I think so.
Don't be a retard.
Dear Rap Gang, back on my BS, sincerely yours, Young Pack, O-N-P-S. I'm sick of all these trolling ass, stunting ass, clown ass, no talent, having ass, lazy ass rappers. Punching every line like they crazy ass matted. Bling below freezing, music below average. Fuck are y'all saying, swear you mentally challenged. Dare you try and come at me on a beat and do some damage. You amateur, you a flash in the pan, I got the stamina. Viagra, I go fucking hard. I be on the mic, y'all in front of camera, stomping yard. If I get a hit, it won't be an accident. Bumper cars, my day's chill. All gone. I was comfortable being big fish, small pond. Now I'm back on my underdog. Woo. The unknown juggernaut. Y'all gonna duck or nah? Uppercut so hard, hit you in the upper jaw. Killing it since rap was my other job. I'm the only one to save me. Who my wonderwall? You will never know where I'm at. You a gutter ball. You won't get a pin from me. Pull strings on you bitches like a motherfucking symphony. Always did it differently. Thank me that she faithful, cause trust she would sin for me. Little pad with the backpack rap flow. Turn Rambo, gang turn me to an asshole. Grab dough like I'm polite. Say you over bars, well, you set them quite low. No wonder. Listen up, this is how to spit a flow 101. A, read a book. B and C, read some other ones. D, put your heart in that spit. Lot of people just regurgitating popular shit. We can see though, Edo. Shoot shots so they like free throws. Watch the competition, rinse and repeat those. Can't guarantee success, but if you work your ass off, I can guarantee at least respect.
I don't fuck with none of these, buzzing for some other reason, rappers. Remember when the fucking meaning mattered? Shake hands, I feel like I'm meeting actors, so I'm never out looking like a swinging batter. Now I'm pissed, I can't hold my bladder. Y'all just get pimped while I own my masters. I am not rich, but I keep my balance. Y'all somebody's bitch, talk like you the shit, I can't stand it. It's the type of thing that happen when real MCs push to the brink and we snapping. People wanna act like we a dying breed. Real rap still alive long as I can breathe. Packy.